Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Today, we are kicking off our Foot Traffic Formula Workshop. Now, a couple reasons you will be glad you are here. First of all, this is our last free workshop for 2020, which is crazy. We are winding down here. I shouldn't say we're winding down, but we've got some really fun stuff coming your way. Not only that, but this is going to be the last free workshop we do for Foot Traffic Formula. So you'll see in 2021, we were working on some things behind the scenes. This will be turning into a paid workshop. So be really grateful and soak it all in right now while it is free, completely free all week this week, okay? Another thing to be aware of is next week, this week, we're going to be opening up the doors to Foot Traffic Formula. And when we close the doors next week, the price will be double what it is right now. So another reason you want to pay attention, if you've ever thought about working with us here at Foot Traffic, this is definitely the time before it increases in price. So here's what we're going to talk about today. The promise of this workshop, and if you don't have the workbook, we are hosting this in the free Foot Traffic Community Facebook group. If you're listening to the podcast, watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube, today is the only day we are streaming this everywhere, okay? In the future, starting tomorrow, day two, you're only going to see this in the free Foot Traffic Community. In the community, we will have this workbook in the units tab. So I know Kara's on. Kara, if you can make sure we've got this for them that they can grab it. This is just kind of going hand in hand with what we're talking about. Okay. So welcome everybody. So excited to have you. What we're going to be teaching you this week is our foot traffic formula. So the formula that shows you these three major components of driving more traffic, generating leads, and then converting those leads into customers, not just getting new customers, but getting referrals, upselling current customers, retaining current customers. And then we top it off with this middle component inside the triangle called tracking. It's really what we kind of call the secret sauce, right? And we're going to be explaining the entire formula today and then every day this week, diving into more and more of each pillar. Now, the one thing that I want you to understand is in 2020, some of the businesses that we work with, that we've seen, that we've helped, they are more fragile than ever before. They are having their weaknesses really being amplified by COVID, okay? So I want to make sure that you are trying to get as secure as possible as we still head into a lot of the unknowns, okay? One of the things that I always want my clients to understand is generating leads and sales should be something that you are focusing on 80% of your time on, first of all. I read a thing from Damon John. Yes. Why am I not saying that right? From Shark Tank, who was basically like, if you aren't grossing $1 million a year, the only thing you should be focusing on is marketing and sales. Okay. Now, if you know you are in that category where you are not at $1 million or under, right? You need to heavily focus there. All right. So that is one thing that I want you to understand is it's something you should be really focusing on and generating every single day. Our company Foot Traffic in September generated sales and leads every single day in the month of September. We had one of our clients generate 26 out of the 30 days and another one generate 27 out of the 30 days. You're going to hear from them on Friday. Okay. So we're going to be sharing more examples of like, how can this work for you? One of our clients just started doing our foot traffic formula last week. And within 4 days, her funnel became profitable. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. We need to get you there. So four major problems that small business owners have. Again, I'm reading right from this workbook. So make sure to grab it. If you don't, go inside of the foot traffic community. Okay. So the four major problems, number one, they're not getting an ROI on their social media or paid traffic. They may have dabbled with paid traffic and Facebook ads and things like that, but because they can't actually see if it's working, they pull back. Paid traffic is like the most amazing thing that has happened for so many of us. I always share that, you know, when I started my business 18 plus years ago, there wasn't social media. We didn't even have like a good website back then, right? We did things like I walked around subdivisions and I put a door hanger on people's physical doors. Like that is how we got leads. That is how we got sales, okay? The most amazing thing is being able to pay a company like Facebook to just put that in front of people. And sometimes even cheaper than we can do with a Facebook, with a door hanger, right? So definitely things have changed over the years, but our formula has not, okay? Just the way that we increase or implement the formula has. So if you're not getting an ROI on your social media or paid ads, or don't even know how to track it, you need to be here. Number two, the next problem we see is sometimes people will say, no, we've got a great business and we've got a great product and people love it, but we just need more customers. How many of you feel that way? Like you've actually got a pretty well-rounded business and it feels good and your people love it and you're getting raving reviews and referrals, but you just want more people. You just need more of your customers. Trust me, that is a common problem that many businesses have, even if they're past the $1 million mark, right? We always want more. That's just how we're wired. Number three, confused on the direction to scale up, right? So sometimes people, again, they're like, okay, I think we need to do this, or maybe I should recreate my product, or maybe I need to enhance my services. But if they're stuck at the top of the funnel, if they're stuck really trying to fill that funnel, and I'll explain what more and more what that funnel looks like, but we can't do much a lot of times if we don't have people seeing our business, seeing our product, our program, our services, okay? Last one, number four, biggest problem that I see is people have unrealistic expectations, and the online world is making it even more unrealistic for us. When you hear people have these 6- and 7-figure launches in a week, right? You all of a sudden hear these numbers and you start to think like, well, my business isn't providing the dream that I had in my head, right? Okay, so here's what I want you to understand though. The opportunity here is to get known and trusted in the marketplace. How many of you feel like if somebody said right now on the internet somewhere on a Facebook page or someplace, somebody said, hey, I'm looking for this type of business. Does anybody have any recommendations? Okay. When I say that, I want that feed to fill up with your name and your business name, right? And if it doesn't, then we need to get you more well-known in your marketplace. Number two, the right client comes to you, right? And they love your services, telling their friends, their family, right? Getting more people just like them to frequent your business. Number three, you create the business that gives you the dream in your head that you originally created, that freedom, that flexibility. But how do we get there? All right, so here's where I'm gonna dive into the formula. I'm gonna use my whiteboard, because I really want you to see and assess the problems. So when somebody comes to me, they want something fixed or they want more of what they already have, right? They're like, I want more customers. I want more revenue. I want more. Or they're like, no, I've never figured out how to get customers. I've never figured out how to create a no-brainer offer, okay? So depending on what camp you fall in, what I want you to understand is no matter who you are working on some aspect of the formula, okay? Even me in two different businesses that I own, both businesses are working in part of the formula, right? And we switch off every quarter. Sometimes we're like, wow, this quarter, we really need to focus on retaining customers, right? Maybe this quarter, we need to focus on gathering new leads. We're just not getting enough leads, okay? So as I start to teach you, I want you to start to assess where you are catching problems or where you realize, wow, our focus is over here. So sometimes people will come to me. Even my team this week, Claire had said, okay, I think we need to rebrand. And it was something in the category of like product delivery, right? But our focus this quarter is not actually product delivery. It has been a focus before. And we feel like it's at a level where we feel proud and good enough. It's a phrase I'm going to use a lot. It feels good enough where people are happy. We're not hearing complaints. We're not asking for like it to be easier to comprehend or anything like that, right? Our focus right now is top of funnel, okay? So what is a funnel? A funnel, you guys, is basically how we get people to learn about us, see our business, hear what it is we do, and then continue to work their way through until they are a client, okay? You all have a funnel. You just may not have a very effective funnel. You may not be using a software to automate that funnel, but you have a funnel. Just like back in 2002 when I was starting my business, I had a funnel. I would walk around the subdivision. I'd put a door hanger on somebody's door. Somebody would pick that up and be like, huh, I'm going to call this dance studio and check out their lessons, or I'm going to go to their website and check out what they have to offer. Okay. That was my funnel. They would then call. We would maybe have them come in for a free trial, and then maybe they would decide to buy or not buy. Okay. Funnels have been around forever. Please do not let anybody think they have made up the funnel in 2020. That is not the case. All right. So what my foot traffic formula looks like is basically a big triangle, and we start right here with traffic, okay? So traffic is what everybody thinks they need, okay? Everybody, even if sometimes they're not ready for traffic, okay? Traffic is a buzzword. Everybody wants it, right? Because we think our problem is more customers. We need more people, but it's not always that problem, okay? So when I say traffic, I mean visibility. How many of you feel like you need more visibility right now? Like if we could just get you visible and get you out there, that would solve a lot of your problems and it would help you hit your revenue goals, okay? Now, what I want you to do is we're gonna evaluate yourself in each of these. The evaluation is not to make you feel bad about yourself. It is not for you to be like, oh my goodness, I need to do all the things. The evaluation is for you to diagnose where you currently are right this second, to ask yourself, as we speak, it's quarter four, October right now, just the beginning of it, just the beginning, you guys, we still have an entire quarter to end strong, okay? So your question is going to be, or the answer you're looking for is, where should I focus my time and energy in Q4 to really help build the business I am looking for and to start strong? So many people are checked out. So many people are thinking, it's already October, it's already Q4, the holidays are upon us, and I'm pretty much done for the year. Please do not give up on Q4, okay? The biggest, best things could be happening to you if you just continue to really work on this and get this right. So what I want you to do right now, and this is something we do every single quarter in our business. We ask ourselves, on a scale of 1 to 10, where is our traffic right now? So in foot traffic, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do I feel we are, okay? So when I do this, 1 through 10, 1 is down here at the bottom. 1 is unseen. Like, I just feel like no one knows who I am, right? You're like, somebody would post on Facebook, where can I find this kind of company? And nobody would even think of you. Nobody would even know you are doing that. That is a 1. A 10 is well known. That means somebody posts on Facebook, where can I find this kind of business? And everybody says, like, who do I have on here? Everybody's like, Nicolette, Nicolette, you've got to go to Nicolette, right? Like, imagine what that would feel like. That is traffic. Now, you're assessing yourself. Again, every single quarter, we're going to look at that and assess. Now, the assessment has to continue with the rest to see, is traffic really where we need to do this, or do we have to work on other places? Okay. So an example of traffic is basically like your social media, your website, right? Where are you getting visibility? If you're a traditional brick and mortar business, you might have billboards, you might be doing farmers markets and expos and things like that. Make sense? So that is what traffic is. It's just awareness, getting visibility for your business. Okay. All right. Number 2, touch. Okay. So down here, touch is when we get these people that have seen us, we connect with them, and that is the sense of lead generation. So a scale of 1 to 10 on lead generation would be like having that email list be silent, right? Number 1 is like, there's not many there, and the ones that are there are not really talking to me, right? And then 10 is engaged. They're there, they're loving you, your list is growing, and they're communicating back. You're actually hearing something. Okay, so think about that. Where are you on a scale of 1 through 10 on lead gen? So do you see how you might be doing really well on traffic? You're going live all the time, people are loving your stuff, but you're not collecting any leads. They're watching you and they don't know where to go next. So I had somebody who just said, I've been going live like every day for 30 days. I'm just there. I'm killing it. I'm like, okay, so you're like doing amazing here, but are we getting anybody to actually connect with you? Are we getting anybody to get on your list, right? Okay, so do me a favor. Where are you right now? I want you in the chat to say traffic with a number, touch with a number, okay? Again, there is no judgment. All of us started at a one, right? We all started at a one. So if anybody sees a one, there is no one that's going to be like, oh, they're only at a three. We at some point were at a three, right? And sometimes, you guys, we can be at a seven and then something can happen and we can fall back, right? How many of you feel like you fell back a little bit in certain areas when COVID hit, okay? So I really want you to understand that this is just a simple, honest, matter-of-fact evaluation so you know what you need to do moving forward and where you need to focus. Okay, number three, transaction. So transaction, you know what this is. This is like new customers, upselling current customers, increasing the frequency, increasing the lifetime value. Like there's so much we can be doing in transaction, okay? So transaction, 1 to 10, this is going to be like a trickle coming in, and 10 up top is going to be a flood coming in, right? You literally have wait lists. You have so many people trying to book your services or buy your products. You're sold out. That's a 10. A one is like, I'm ready. If anybody wants to sign up, I'm here, right? Like whatever you need, you're like saying yes to everything. Okay. So you'll see how every one of the businesses here are going to have different numbers, different key areas that they need to focus on in Q4. Whatever they say they have to do in Q4, you're going to actively work on this in Q4. And Q1, when it comes around, you're going to have like, if you actively work on traffic for the entire 90 days, you probably are going to go from a 2 to maybe a 4, maybe a 5. You may then go, wow, we're good enough, right? Good enough. I'm going to say that a lot. We're good enough. Maybe we need to now focus on touch, or maybe you're killing this, but you've got nothing to sell them. You're not even telling them what it is you do. Okay. That's the kind of stuff you have to start to take an honest assessment on. Okay. How many of you are already evaluating this on a quarterly basis? Yes or no in the chat. I want to see that. Okay. So remember, when we're talking about traffic, you guys, examples of it is, you would have seen it here. If you saw us, if you opted into this workshop, if you went to stacytushel.com/workshop, okay, and go there now if you're like, not right the second, but go there later. If you want to see like what an automated funnel looks like. So somebody would have gone there probably from a Facebook ad, or maybe I just said something on Instagram and they're like, oh, I want to check this out. Okay. So they'll go to that page. If they're interested or not, they'll put in their name and their email, maybe their phone number. Okay. And then after that, they've now become a lead, right? And now the next step at some point, right? We need to sell them something for the lead to become a customer. All right. So think about that. That's what I want you to really be understanding is, do I have these things set up? Okay. Now, am I going to sell you something at some point? Yeah. Because guess what, guys? I'm in business and I hope you sell your customer something at some point too. Okay. But I promise you, I'm going to bring you a lot of value in the meantime. All right. But it's coming and it should be coming for you too. You shouldn't be afraid to sell. In fact, if you are nervous to sell, we've got a whole thing inside of the Facebook group from September about like, maybe you're not selling because you don't believe in your product. Because when you believe in your product, you're not afraid to sell. You're not nervous to tell people something is coming. I'm excited for you that this week you'll have the opportunity to work with us. I'm excited because I know what it can do for your business. If you don't have that excitement when you go to sell, we've got a problem, okay? So that's what touch is. Now, when you are talking about transaction, again, we're talking about leads to customers, all right? So I mentioned this, but I'll say this again in case you're filling out your workbook. New customers or increasing the frequency of your customers or the lifetime value, right, of existing customers. So transaction is not just like, how do I sell the current people? It's how do I get more referrals? How do I get more upsells? How do I get them to think, I don't want to just watch, or I don't want to just buy this thing. I want to get the advanced version, the advanced model, whatever that is. Okay. Now, phase four is by far the most important, but there's nothing to do with phase four until phases one and three are set up. Okay. So phase four is tracking. Okay. So what I mean by tracking is we track traffic. We track touch. We track our transactions, right? So my team, we have daily huddles. We have a weekly meeting. We are constantly evaluating how many people are listening to the podcast. How many people opted in yesterday to the workshop? How many sales did we bring in yesterday? Because yes, we sell every single day. Even on Saturday, Sunday, sales came through. This morning at like 9 a.m., I opened up my account. We already had somebody purchase this morning before 9 a.m., before I started my workday, okay? So we are tracking this. And what I want you to understand is that tracking is truly the secret sauce. Tracking what you want to see increase will help it increase. Why? Because when you are tracking it, you'll see where your focus needs to go. So why am I having you evaluate right now these areas? Because I need you to see the red flag. I need you to see that you're pretty good over here, but you just need more customers. Or you're pretty good in traffic, but you're not selling anything or even in fact sending them anywhere to collect the emails, right? So you don't have anybody to nurture. That's what I want you to be thinking about. Now, tracking the 1 to 10 here, one would be blind. You don't know anything. If I said, hey, how many people saw you yesterday on Instagram or joined your Instagram following? And you're like, let me check. I have no idea, right? Clarity is when I say something like, how did your sales funnel do yesterday? And you're like, well, 63 people saw it on a Facebook ad and 42% then opted in. And then out of the 42%, 13% took me up on my one offer. And then do you see what I'm saying? That is clarity. Okay. That is clarity. I can tell you foot traffic, we are crystal clear on our numbers, but there's still always ways to improve. There are always ways to get better. Sometimes you can go so above and beyond tracking that you're tracking things that aren't really moving the needles. And the more you get, the more numbers, people will ask me this, and don't worry, we're going to dive into each one of these every single day this week. But usually on day four, when we're talking tracking, people are like, well, what should I be tracking? Okay. It's not about like, give me all the numbers and let's track everything. It's about how do we actually get more focused? So what's cool about the more successful you get, the more you want to grow, the less you have to do. It's another triangle, right? In the beginning, you're like, I'm doing everything. But as you start to get more educated on your perfect person and what people want and they need from you, you start to get that focus smaller and smaller and smaller, right? You know what you need to do. So you have less KPIs, not more, okay? Yeah, so if you can, I wanna see where you're tracking. Where do you feel like you are on a scale of 1 to 10 when it comes to tracking? All right, we actually have some decent looking numbers for tracking. Usually tracking is not great. And I will tell you too, again, remember, if maybe you're thinking, oh, I am at a 6, I am at a 7, I am at an 8, you might be tracking too much. Be very careful that you don't overdo it. Because sometimes we start to get good at something. It's like the good enough thing that I keep talking about. All of a sudden, you go from like good enough to perfect, or like you're doing way more than you need to. Sometimes you have to be good with good enough because you've got to move on. If you're phenomenal here, right? You just at a 10. And honestly, you guys, if I went to like a 5 or a 6 right here, I probably would stop to get this better. Because if you're just killing it here with a 10, but this is suffering, you're wasting your time. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Tomorrow is all about traffic, okay? All right. So what you measure increases when it comes to traffic. Knowing your most important metrics will help you achieve your goals faster. Okay. We are having rapid growth in this company. Foot traffic is only, it'll be 5 years on Black Friday, my consulting company online. Okay. The way that we scale is by being obsessed with our numbers and tracking this information, because what you measure increases. Okay. Somebody just said, I wish I had more to track. Okay. So that's the thing, you guys. If you're not doing these things, you don't have anything to track, right? Tracking is not like, it's not like a square and you have to do all of these things. Tracking is when you have these set up, you track that information. Okay. So sometimes people, they're like throwing themselves into systems and operations And there's nothing to operate. You don't even have a business yet. You need to focus on marketing and sales. That is one of the biggest places that I just push people to focus on, because it's like, I get that you're a systems person too, like me, but if you don't have a business built up yet, there's not much to systematize. It's like trying to organize your closet and you don't have clothes in there. You've got to get clothes before you can organize and make it look like the home edit, right? So be careful. Okay. The next part, assign key performance indicators to your virtual assistants, your team, your contractors, get them on board. It'll help you scale even faster. Okay. So KPIs, metrics, right? That is what tracking is. It is knowing your metrics. Okay. Traffic and touch is awesome. I have leads galore, but sales are dismal. Okay. So here's the thing. If Andrea knows, like, she's doing a good job, right? We do want to check though, Andrea, is it leading nicely? Is there a gap here that, like, you're doing well, but they're like, wait, she sells what? What does she sell? Why does she sell that? I thought she does this, right? So be careful. You're going to see us talking about that when we get to traffic and touch starting tomorrow, okay? We're going to have you maybe realize, whoa, I thought I was doing this correctly, but there is a missing piece here, okay? So imagine you get a jewelry set, all right? And you want to, like right now, what am I wearing? Okay, this is a good example. So right now I have on a pair of earrings, I have on a ring, and I have on a watch and my wedding ring, right? So like, they go together, right? I mean, I hopefully think they go together. My point is though, sometimes people come to me and they're like, I have everything. And I'm like, well, you're wearing bright yellow earrings with like a burgundy watch and you've got some weird, crazy other ring going on here. Like you have the pieces, but they don't really match. They don't really go together. How many of you feel like you've got the mismatched jewelry set that you would never, ever wear, right? You guys, sometimes I realize, whoa, we just built the wrong product. We have the gold set and we built silver. Like, what were we thinking, right? Do you see what I'm saying? Yes, yes, Kendra Scott, for sure. So do you get what I'm saying here, guys? You've got to be careful that you're not like throwing pieces together. They've got to collectively go. Okay, so where am I at? Now, again, extremes. This is not to make you feel bad about yourself. This is to make you realize where you need to focus in Q4. So do me a big favor right now. After you've just looked at each assessment, where is Q4's focus? And it might change as we start talking this week, but as of right now, the first reaction, where do you think Q4 should be focused? Traffic, touch, transaction, or tracking? Where do you want to go? Okay, so I don't know what this means. Just in response to assigning things to team members, it's obvious I do it alone, but can it be just as efficient? Can it be as efficient with you doing this? Oh, yeah. Thank you. I know what you're talking about. She's saying, if I don't have a team, can I assign key performance indicators for myself? Yes, you absolutely can. Okay. So what does that look like? Okay. Well, what is going to move the needle for you? Obviously, I have a team. We have 12 people right now on our team at Foot Traffic, not including our contractors, okay? So we have like 12 core team members. I can have a lot more KPIs than you can if you're a solopreneur, because I could have each person have three, right? That adds up very quickly. If it was just me, which it was 5 years ago, I'm no different than you, right? Like I started the same way. When it was just me, I would ask myself like, what are my most important metrics? Like, what should I be doing? What will actually move the needle, right? So again, marketing and sales, hands down, for sure. Whenever somebody's struggling in a business and they tell me they don't have time for marketing, I'm like, well, that's why you're struggling. That's why you don't have time for this, because you won't even spend time doing it. You have to stay in marketing and sales. So if you're a solopreneur, give yourself at least three main metrics to track and make sure they have to do with marketing and sales. Okay, so we've got a pretty good mix, you guys. We have lots of traffic, I see. So I see touch, traffic, transaction, traffic, transaction. My gut tells me traffic. I love it. Okay, so what I want you to understand here is, be careful. We'll talk about this tomorrow. People do tend to say it's traffic, but if you aren't ready to do traffic because you don't have this in place, traffic won't help. If I went live every day on Facebook, but I never tried to capture leads or told people that I wanted to, that I have something for sale, I will not be happy with my results. Does that make sense? Okay. So be careful that you're not just assuming I need top of funnel. Because guess what? If I'm throwing people into my top of funnel, but it's not leading nicely, I'm not going to get the outcome I'm looking for. Okay. So Rose just said for brick and mortar. Oh, and you guys, I never told you, I'm doing a $20 Amazon gift card to somebody that's here live. So definitely make sure you're commenting, you're letting me know who's here. And in a minute, before we jump off, I'm going to pick a winner to announce today. Okay, so Rose said, for brick and mortar, it's really traffic to the store. Social media can also be a source of traffic, awareness, or can it be for sales? It's kind of easy to track some based on the analytics of each social media app. Touch, I think it's touch points or connection with our customers. And transaction, I think is conversions or sales. Yes, so think of traffic as brand awareness, okay? So whether that's walking in your building or seeing your building, or seeing a Facebook ad, I don't care. Brand awareness, okay? In fact, I might say that if somebody walked into your store, I wouldn't call it touch because they could walk right out and you don't have a way to follow up. So I would say that walking into your store absolutely could be just like a quick, like I would say that's traffic because you still have to try to get their information. You've got to see if you can get their email or get their phone number or send them something because if they walk out, you may never see them ever again. Okay. I love it. Okay. If you have, if we have a website, sign up on website, emails weekly, Facebook page, Instagram post daily, and Facebook group, where should I concentrate? Okay. So Marsha, this is good because you can have all of the things and still not be doing an effective job. Can I just say that again? You, if I listed all the things you could be doing with traffic, you could be doing all of them. And you could still give yourself like a one because checking off the box of Facebook post, Instagram live, podcast, newsletter, they could be garbage. Like, let's be honest. How many of you have jumped on a Facebook live and you're like, this is legit garbage. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's like doing nothing and just killing time because she wants to say she went live today. Like there's no plan, right? Like how many of you have seen that? So be careful because I can't say Marsha, okay, great. So Marsha's got all of that. What if Marsha is doing it all herself and she doesn't have time and she's doing like a C minus, right? Maybe her job is let's get a few of those off your plate and let's get those from a C minus to a B minus, right? Okay. So it's a little bit harder for me to really diagnose. Now, one thing we're doing this week, we've got a lot of Q&A, so feel free to be doing that. But then on Sunday night, I'm going to be doing I'm doing laser coaching sessions completely for free, just like I do inside of Foot Traffic. So if anybody wants to get privately coached by me, you can have an opportunity to jump on. It's at 7 p.m. Central. And I am like cruising through as many as I can in about an hour. So stick around because if you want to do that, I'd love to have you there. Is there a big difference in tracking capabilities between creator and business Instagram accounts? When you say creator, do you mean personal brand and then the business Instagram accounts? Is that what you mean? What should be the focus touch? So I'm assuming if you're saying, well, first of all, just know that Reading Waves, I can't tell you your focus. You have to be able to diagnose it. And a lot of times, people are diagnosing it wrong, right? So I can help you diagnose it on Sunday night when we're actually chatting, but right now, not knowing where you're at, you're gonna have to diagnose it, at least a first version or a first draft of it, okay? Now, if you know touch is where it's at, you've gotta ask yourself, what can I do to get these people excited about making that connection? What can I do to get their phone number? What can I do to get their email, right? What do you need to be doing? Okay. Can you please give some examples of easily moving from touch to transaction? Absolutely. Okay. Now let's pretend this is a great touch, right? I have some of your email, some of your phone numbers. You've gotten on my list. You are here. Okay. So let's say with this situation, I wanted to immediately right now, I'm not, head into transaction. I've been talking for 34 minutes. I could easily stop right here. This is a fake pitch and be like, guys, I hope you have enjoyed today's training. If you are loving this, you're resonating with this, and you want to work with me, go to blah, blah, blah link and let's like schedule a call. Let's talk a little bit more. Let's figure out how we can put this into place. If you want to do that with me, let's do that. Go to this link, right? And all of a sudden you're going to get, or I could say like DM me, right? Like DM me, let's talk. And then in the DMs, I could be trying to get you on a call, send you to a sales page, have you book a link. I could do a direct link to a sales page, et cetera, right? So that's a great way. I could be on the phone with you and I could be taking your credit card over the phone to buy my product, program, or service. Does that make sense? So I'm giving value so much so that you're like, okay, I like this. I'm ready. Next. What's the next step, right? Okay. Ashley, I'm so happy. She says, this is awesome. Glad to be here. Glad to have you here. So what I really, really want you to understand and ask yourself is when you do these correctly, people want to go to the next level with you. People want to keep working with you. I went to a conference five plus years ago before I was creating foot traffic. I was like, what should I do? I went to a conference to get inspired. And at that conference, I loved it. This guy was amazing. I was super excited. I'm like, whatever he sells me, I am in. Like, I was so ready to pull up my credit card. I knew it was going to be expensive because the conference was like $10,000 for 2 days. It was crazy. But I was like, I'm in. I was expecting like a $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 offer. And I was in. And at the end, he was like, thanks for coming. I hope you enjoyed it. We're done. And I was irritated. I was like, this guy just blew my mind. I feel like I'm on fire, but I need more. Like I need him to help me. He just gave me all these ideas and how am I going to implement them, right? So what did I do? I found somebody else, but I was irritated because I wanted it to be him. I liked him, right? So do you see what I'm saying? When you do it correctly, people are expecting it. They're wanting it. Or some people turn off when they're like, oh, I cannot believe she just sold on this 5 hour long training. Like what, some people are going to think that way, but guess what? They were never your people to begin with. So I'm okay if I'm turning off the client or the potential client that's like, I cannot believe that she would tell me about her for sale product after she talked for 3 hours. No, then sorry, see you later, right? Not everybody is going to love that, but the right person, remember when I said the right client comes to you. I didn't say all of them, like everybody, take it or leave it. No. We are trying to attract the right client, all right? That's what I want you to understand. You guys, if you're loving today, you're going to love every day this week because honestly, today is the fluffiest. Like tomorrow, I'm giving you real examples and things you need to be doing, but I have to give you the overview or it's so hard to understand what we're doing, okay? How can I track traffic? Do I have to actually count how many people come into my store or write me a DM or email, or is there a way to do this automatically? Okay, so there are ways to do certain traffic automatically. So for instance, I have both a physical brick and mortar business and an online business. Yes, we have hosted events where people have signed up and registered, but then like I want to know how many come in the building. We literally have a clicker, you guys, when we do like a 1 hour event, we have a clicker and the person at the front desk is manually clicking how many people have walked through the door, right? Now, obviously we have registration and attendance and we have dance studio. So we take attendance in the classroom, but like a special 1 hour event, sometimes we're manually clicking it, right? But in the online world, and I shouldn't just say online world because our brick and mortar studios have digital funnels, we're able to track like, okay, this many people saw the Facebook ad. This many people saw, right? We can see that way. So just know that you should always be asking yourself, is there a person, a process that I can put in place to automate this, right? Sometimes automation is somebody else automatically doing it, just not you. So I wasn't sitting there at the clicker. I had somebody do it, right? But sometimes processes, platforms, softwares, they give you capability. So you can go look at Instagram analytics, right? You can look at your email software, things like that. Rachel says, I feel the same way. I'm not sure what you are selling at the end of this, but I'm interested. Okay. And here's the thing, you guys. I'm so glad she said that because you'll find out that it'll be less scary to sell when you know that you're helping and you're serving and people are interested, right? Okay, I love this, you guys. Yes, you bet. You're welcome. You don't want your people to be disappointed. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because that's the thing. You think, oh, I could never sell or it's not the right time. And you actually could be hurting the people that you actually want to help. Your best clients, best potential clients, they want this. So do you want to hurt or disappoint the person who was never going to buy from you anyway? Or do you want to disappoint the person who would be your dream client? Think about that, you guys. Okay. Love it. All right. Anything else before we wrap up? Please post your question. Now, if you want to win the $20 Amazon gift card, can you say me in the chat and actually put your name? Because some of you, I'm on StreamYard. Some of you, it says Facebook user. So if you could say, just put your name in the chat so I can see and I can call you out. Will you tell us this week what we should be tracking? Oh, did you ask me a tracking question on touch? I'm going to give you examples for each one. And then any questions I don't, or anything I don't say, every day we'll have time for Q&A, so ask me, okay? All right, so say your name in the chat. I'm gonna do that in 1 second. Tomorrow, you guys, is all about traffic. Complete dedicated day to traffic, just going deep on that. Now, how many of you said you needed traffic? You better be here tomorrow. If you thought today was good, tomorrow we're really giving you some stuff to be thinking about and working on as we work through it. So this is day two. Day three is touch. Day four is transaction and tracking. Day five, I'm giving you real examples of how to make money every single day and how it's automated and what that would look like. We're off on Saturday. Sunday, I come back just for fun, just a little bonus where I'm doing laser coaching, 7 p.m. It's like a webinar style where you won't see anybody but me and the person I've coached. And you can raise your hand and I'll bring you on if you want to be on camera. And if you don't, you can just silently watch and no one will see you. Okay, cool. All right. So today's winner is Cynthia. I don't even know how to say her last name. E. Cynthia E. That's who I'm picking. Thank you for being here live. Kara, if you guys can message Cynthia, if you can see her, that would be amazing. DM her. We'll take care of that. DM us, Cynthia, if we don't message you. And we'll send that out. I'm going to do a gift card every single day this week. Biggest thing you need to know, day two, only in the free Facebook group, Foot Traffic Community. So if you like today and you want to hear the rest, you've got to go right now, search Foot Traffic Community Facebook group, completely free. Get on in there and I'll be going live tomorrow, 11:30 Central. Okay. I love it. I love it. Oh, here. How can I touch? How do I do touch on my Instagram business to people that show interest, but won't commit to buying a product? How can I do touch? Okay. They won't commit. Okay. I'm going to pause on that question because I think when I show you these two, you're going to go, got it. Makes sense. Okay, cool. Thank you. All right, guys, have a great day. I'm so excited to be kicking off our last free final workshop. Thank you for being here. I will see you tomorrow, 11:30 Central. Bye, everyone. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day boot camp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Boot Camp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live boot camp starting on the 1st.